I'm Anna Marie in Minneapolis, Minnesota. April 2nd and 3rd, 2018, in Minneapolis, St. Paul, the National Weather Service has reported that we got 9 inches of snow. And the reviews on the snow are mixed. People talk about the weather wherever you go. When I was at the grocery store, people were talking about how pretty it was, and they were glad to have a little bit more winter. But when I stopped at the gas station, not so happy there. A lot of complainers. One of my friends said that she was hoping for more warm weather, but it's well known in Minnesota that April is our snowiest month. One of my friends was concerned about their son who was returning to Chicago this evening and for an internship after finishing their semester at college, and they were hoping that the airport might cancel some flights due to the snowfall, unable to keep the runways clear or keep up with de-icing planes. But none of that happened because we are hale and hearty here in Minneapolis, St. Paul. For those of you who don't live in northern states, we have something that we put on our cars, some of us, in the wintertime. They're called snow tires. I wish I could be really smart and tell you what snow tires, the engineering is that makes it so different, that makes it better to have a snow tire rather than a regular tire. But snow tires make it so that it's not so slippery and it's easier for me to drive in the snow. I might do some research on that to be able to tell you the difference. I don't think it's time yet for me to take those snow tires off of my car. All right, I wanted to tell you a little bit about Minneapolis, St. Paul, that you don't already know, and I'll have more of that in just a minute. From Minneapolis, I'm Anna Marie. I'm Anna Marie in Minneapolis, Minnesota, USA. There is something that a lot of people enjoy here in Minnesota that's called snowmobiling, the riding of snowmobiles. And some people say they like to do it because they can get out in nature. And in the wintertime, they can get out to places where vehicles can't go, and they get to see things that you wouldn't get to see because they're just not accessible due to the snow and ice. There's a lot of other reasons why people enjoy snowmobiling. I'm not a fan of snowmobiling. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about it, though, just in case you think that this is something you want to do. In Minnesota, it's pretty popular. There's 18,000 miles of public and private snowmobile trails that, they cross through properties and frozen lakes, and they cut through Minnesota forests, and there are not a lot of rules governing snowmobiling. There's a few, but really not too many. You do need a sticker, a $16 sticker for your snowmobile. Each snowmobile has to be registered with the Department of Natural Resources. That's not hard to do. Alcoholic beverages are not allowed on snowmobiles at all. I have seen this rule broken many times. You can't even have alcohol on your snowmobile, even if it's locked in a separate compartment. Now, kids can drive snowmobiles if they're with an adult, but they're not allowed to operate snowmobiles by themselves. So that means if you're age 13 and under, you have to be with an adult on the snowmobile. The speed limit for snowmobiles is 50 miles per hour. And that's maximum speed in Minnesota. I've seen that rule broken also. Interestingly, firearms may be transported on snowmobiles if they are unloaded and completely enclosed in a case. So that's something you might, the information you might need. Now, you are allowed to ride snowmobiles anywhere within the 7-county metro area of Minneapolis and St. Paul if you're on your own land. If you're on good terms with your neighbors, you can go through their land. Also, if they have signs posted saying snowmobiles allowed. And there are a lot of snowmobile trails right here near the city. I used to work at a radio station here in Minneapolis. The major radio station that broadcast news and weather information. And part of my job, it was really hard, is to broadcast when there were fatalities, snowmobile fatalities. And without fail, every winter, there were like between 10 and 15 tragic deaths of snowmobile riders, usually related to alcohol. And a rider would be going at excessive speeds and hit something. They would be snowmobiling at night and had too much to drink and not seen a wire fence with tragic results, or driving across a lake and hitting a patch of open water that they thought was frozen but was not frozen, and there they sank in the freezing lake. You can get maps. I think they're free. Snowmobile maps, and they show the trails that go from one spot to a bar, and then the snowmobile trail to the next bar, and the snowmobile trail to the next bar, and the next tavern, and the next bar, and the next saloon, and the next bar, and the next tavern, and the next saloon. And you can pretty much ride that circuit for hundreds of miles and perhaps spend your entire winter doing that with if that suits you, but it doesn't seem appealing to me. It can also be kind of, when I've been snowmobiling, I the noise of it was too much for me. All the air protection in the world could not get that loud sound out of my ears. It was, so people who do that probably have some amount of hearing loss. And then also when you get off the snowmobile, you do smell like exhaust from the gasoline exhaust from the snowmobile. But you know what? It's not for everybody. I'm just a killjoy, I guess. There's so many people who love this sport, and maybe you're one of those people. Come to Minnesota, give it a try. From Minneapolis, Minnesota, USA. As far as snowmobiling goes, I guess I'm not a very good ambassador, but you're welcome to come anyhow. I'm Anna Marie.